Democratic Congresswoman Linda Sanchez is pushing for more federal money to prevent gun violence in Los Angeles. She wants to amp up the city's gun buyback program. Fiona Wang reports.
The gun buyback program in Los Angeles successfully took more than 2,000 guns off the street last year. Congresswoman Linda Sanchez is introducing legislation that would give local communities more money to buy back guns.
Well, there are a number of studies that have been conducted that show that getting guns off the street does make our community safer, whether it's through accidental shootings or whether it's through intentional gun violence. When you reduce the number of guns that are out on the streets, you do increase safety in your communities.
Sanchez says a gun buyback program provides people financial incentives. When they turn in their guns, they'll get a gift card that can be used for groceries, anywhere from $50 to $350. But criminology and gun experts have doubts about buyback programs.
Unfortunately, there is no good evidence that these buyback programs reduce rates of street crime in the U.S.
That is Jan Vernick, the co-director of the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Policy and Research.
The most high-risk people for being either the victim or the perpetrator of gun violence in the United States are young males, and overwhelmingly young males don't participate in buybacks.
Sanchez says buyback programs are not the sole answer to solve gun violence, but she says they are one part of the solution.
We're not saying that this piece of legislation is the perfect answer to gun violence in our society, but it is one tool more in an officer's toolbox to try to help prevent intentional and unintentional gun violence.
Under the proposed program, the Department of Justice would give grants to local communities. Then it's up to the local agencies to get rid of the weapons. In an interview, Sanchez said,
They do lots of creative things. Sometimes they melt them down for scrap metal. There is one city that melted down all the guns that they received and created a sculpture in their community with it. So there are a number of things that they can do with it, but they dispose of them in a responsible manner.
It's not just gun buybacks. With more federal money, local governments can run gun safety and anti-violence campaigns. Fiona Wen, Annenberg Radio News.